Well, we've got some pretty talented actors right here in studio getting ready to stage the wonderful Pulitzer Prize-winning play Rabbit Hole this weekend. Part of the School of Performing Arts Production at the University of Maine and Hauk Auditorium, we are joined in studio by director Julie Arnold-Lisnett. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Nice to see you. What are you doing in your spare time?
Besides living in the theater, not much.
Life in theater. How perfect that is. You've brought along a couple of your talented actors. Welcome to Emilise Wozniak. Hello.
Hi.
Nice to have you with us. And Meredith Tierney Fife. Good afternoon. And so this can't be right. You guys are both freshmen?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. This is a fairly daunting play to take on for anybody, but as freshmen especially, tip of the cap to you. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, Julie, you've done the show before. What is it that draws you to this powerful play?
I love the combination of the serious and yet, although it's a very serious subject matter, it has so much lightness and funny stuff in it. And I think that it's something that we can all, tune into and understand, because it's about loss. And I don't know anybody that has not suffered that in some manner in their lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us about your characters. Who do you play?
Becca, who is the lead woman. She is the mother of a young boy who had passed 8 months prior to the start of the show. And her character during the show is dealing with grief a little differently than her husband. So we see that. We see her relationship with her sister and her mother. She's the mother.
Absolutely. And who are you?
I play a woman named Nat. She's like in her mid-60s, so that's a little bit challenging as a college freshman, for sure. But she is Becca's mother, and she is dealing with grief in the sense of where she's lost her grandson, and she's also lost her own son, Becca's brother Arthur, as well. So she's dealing with like a double-edged sword, and over the course of the play, Nat tries to connect with Becca and comfort Becca and try to be there for her. And that's just a really complicated relationship that is pretty cool to watch. But she's also a really fun comedic relief. I get tipsy at one point on some really good Welch's grape juice. So it's really fun.
Very big into conspiracy theories.
Oh, I go on a lovely rant about the Kennedys. Lovely, lovely rant. It's my favorite part, honestly.
Julie, who else is in the cast?
We have Patty Morris, who plays Howie, Becca's husband, and Owen Wilson, who plays Jason, the young teenager who accidentally kills Becca's son, Danny, in a car car.
And wants to try and make amends in an awkward teenager kind of way.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, your heart, it's funny. So for me, my heart just goes out to this kid, you know, and I just think, oh my gosh, how horrible.
Mm.
We read some of it in my THE 112 Survey of Dramatic Lit class the other day. Ladies and Owen did some scenes, and it was amazing how my class was completely against Jason.
Oh, wow.
I was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I was flabbergasted that they, you know, so close in age to him, didn't have more sympathy.
Yeah, well, it's a tough part, and you can see yourself. Well, I think you can see yourself, depending on your age, in so many of these roles.
Yes.
And I was telling you, when the first time I saw the play, it was great. I was impressed, but I was not a dad then. And that, the last time I saw it, God.
Yes.
It's just painful and yet incredibly powerful and uplifting at the same time.
Well, it was interesting because David Lindsay Abaire, the playwright, was pretty much known for comedies.
Mm.
And the reason that he ended up writing this play was his mentor and fellow playwright, Marcia Norman, said to him, you know, you gotta explore the serious side of life. You should think of the most terrifying thing that could possibly happen to you, and you should write about it. And a few years later, when he became a father, that's how he was.
Yeah. Man, and I don't want to give anything away, but boy, the scene of Dad watching the videos. Oh,
yes.
Oh my God, it just guts you.
Yes.
Let me ask each of you, Meredith, what's the most challenging part of this role for you?
The most challenging part? I think, as a current 19-year-old, she's much older than me, has experienced a lot of life that I haven't, including this really deep loss. And so I've been really grateful to people willing to like share their experiences about that. And but I think just tapping into this really deep grief and the different stages of grief and how she feels and the development of that is something that I personally haven't felt. So that's been the most difficult, but it's also, I think, been the most interesting and the most rewarding part of this.
Well, Beth, what about you, Emily's?
I also just wanted to add that we also have Allison Shook, who plays Izzy, that's also in the production.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's,
yes.
It's okay. You were just talking. I was like, no, Allie. But challenging-wise for my role, obviously, like I said earlier, she's in her mid-60s. I'm 18. that was definitely a big challenge. And also learning how to balance the scene where I'm tipsy, where you can still understand me, but yet I still, and I've also never obviously been drunk or tipsy before. So it's like, how do I look at someone and observe their behavior and then try to do it without ever feeling that feeling before? And also, like, it's really tough to go back into that place of loss when you've experienced that before and be so raw. And I have this one monologue where I have to talk so slow and so raw. And it brings me to almost tears every time because it's like I'm reliving that loss that I've already experienced before. And it's challenging, but I wouldn't change anything about the role at all.
Now, what's Julie like to work with as a director? Because you have her in Class as well.
Oh, man, I feel like we always see so much of Julie.
I accuse them of following me around campus.
How much do we see her during the week? Like, at least every day? Mm. Every single day?
She's, like, such a wonderful professional director while mm-hmm. staying kind and upbuilding, or building to everyone there. But also like puts her foot down and that's everything you want in a director.
She pushes you until you can't be pushed anymore, and then that's the product that comes out, and it's perfect.
All right, I'll turn the tables. How have these two been to work with, Julie?
Well, it's funny because, you know, when you choose a show like this for college, then you go, oh my gosh, what have I done? I remember auditions thinking, you know, a lot of different things. And here we have three freshmen in the show and a sophomore and a senior. And here these ladies came and just kind of like immediately the first few lines out of their mouths, it was like, whoa, I sat up. I listened, and it wasn't a particularly hard decision to make. They are mature beyond their years.
Well, that's obvious, seeing them here in studio. Well, that's wonderful. Well, the show is, if you haven't seen it before, it's incredibly powerful. And under Julie's hand, I'm sure it's going to be a remarkable production in the beautiful Hauk Auditorium. So great to be in there. And you're doing one weekend, right?
One weekend, yes. So we open Thursday at 7:30. Friday at 7:30, and then this Saturday at 2 and 7:30, and then Sunday at 2. And I did. I apologize. I left Allison Shook out. She plays Izzy, Becca's sister, and Nat's other daughter, and she is so incredibly funny, and she her character really brings a lot of comic relief to the show, and she's wonderful to work with.
Excellent. Well, it sounds great. Coming up this weekend, School of Performing Arts at the University of Maine presenting David Lindsay Abair's Rabbit Hole. Make sure you get out and see tickets at the door, but can you also get
tickets
them in advance?
Tickets at the door. Also, you can on Facebook, you can look at the School of Performing Arts at UMaine, and there's the ticket link there.
Excellent.
And also on the website.
All right. Break legs this weekend.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you
Thanks
all.
Thanks for having us.
No,
Thank
you bet.
You.
Great to see you.